שאתם הדבקים מהשם אלוקיכם, חיים כולכם עליהם. יש לי דובר קוטאצ' את השם, קונקטד, חיים כולכם עליהם. I know I said this over last year, but it's a very powerful idea. Some cipher brings down a martial way of explaining this possible. A person who wants to build a new house, what's the procedure? What does a person have to go through before he builds a new house? First, he has to find a plot of land. He has to hire an architect to design the house. He has to find a builder to build the house. And finally, the day comes when the construction starts. The materials are delivered. Materials come. And he has workers laying the bricks, and workers carrying the cement, and workers working the whole day. But even after the day is over, and the workers go home, he has to have a shomer, a guard at night, to watch all the materials. There's no shomer watching the materials, the bricks, and the wires, and everything else he needs. By tomorrow morning, there's not going to be too much left. He needs a shomer. So besides all the workers and all the planning that goes into it, one very important component is the guard, the shomer, who has to watch the materials at night. When does he need a shomer? Only as long as the materials are loose. But once he went ahead and he already puts the bricks and he builds the walls and he builds the foundation of the house and the house is already standing, whatever he put into the house is safe. Because that's secure. That's not going to be removed. He only needs a shomer as long as the bricks are lying around loose. But once the bricks are cemented and built up and they're connected, he doesn't need a shomer anymore because that's secure and that won't be taken away. So it's a chassam sefer that's a marshal for all of us. When a person is by himself, a person is alone, we need shmira. To watch ourselves. The ganovim, the Yetzirah comes and tries to steal us away. The Yetzirah comes with this idea, that taiva, and this machshava, and tries to take us away. We need a shomer. We have to watch ourselves. But when people come together, build, when we come together, we're connected. When people are connected, when yidden come together, we're connected together, we're cemented together, then we're in much safer territory. Much harder for the ganav to come and take something away. Because we're all connected, we're all secure. When Klal Yisrael is together, when you have a chevra, a group of people that are dovok, that are attached and are connected together, then the shmira is not as necessary because the Yetzirah cannot go ahead and attack somebody who's part of the chevra. He's secure. Compared to a thread, says the Chassam Sofer, a single thread, you could tear in half. You take a whole bunch of threads, you make a strand of threads from a whole bunch of threads together, it's much harder to tear it. You can't tear it, you can't break it apart. Because when things come together, people come together, the mechazik, they strengthen each other. V'yatim advekim Hashem Elokeichem. When you dovek, when you come together to serve Hashem, when you come together to learn, to do mitzvahs Hashem, chayim kulcham ayoyim. That brings life to all of you. Brings chayim to all of you. Now you're not a separate individual anymore, but rather part of a group. Chayim kulcham ayoyim. Brings chayim to all of you. The biggest chizik that a person has is being part of a group that comes together, whether it's to learn, to daven, to do mitzvahs, to do chesed, when you're part of a chevra, v'atim azveikim, you all dovek v'ashem lekeichem, the result can only be chayim kulchem ayoyim, the result has to be that you're chayim kulchem ayoyim. And befrat, v'anif v'tishabov, where sinas chinam destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and sinas chinam caused the churban, the remedy is avas chinam, and what's the best avas chinam? The vacant people come together for the purpose of Hashem Elokeichem. The result is Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim. Later on in the parasha, we have the parasha of Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echol. Mor and Brochus Ramadalit, the Gemara says, Mishelo Kivein, Daito, the Pasuk Rishon, Shokriyas Shema. One who doesn't have Kavano in the first Pasuk of Shema, Roy Loy, Rahakoisoi, Bimazafto, the nafcha. It's roy to hit him with the hammer of the blacksmith. Ad shechavein daitoy k'roy, until he has proper kavana. One has to have kavana, the first pasuk of Shema. If not, says the Gemara, k'day to hit him until he has kavana k'roy in the first pasuk. Dumdum Maga explains with a very nice mashal. Says there was once a person who borrowed a large sum of money, and the day came to pay the money back. The chayv is due. He doesn't have the money to pay back. And he avoids the bal chayv. He doesn't show up. He doesn't pay back the chayv. Of course, the chayiv remains. He still owes the money. The malva summons the leiter to Beis Din, and they come to Beis Din, and Beis Din hears both sides of the story, and he asks the leiter, why don't you pay him back? And the leiter says, I don't have the money. No. So Beis Din says, listen, it's not an excuse. The chayiv still exists. You have to pay him back. But if you don't have the money, we can work out a pshara, then instead of paying him back everything now, you'll pay him back over time. So they set up a plan with the malva's consent, with the leiter's consent. Every week, the leiter agrees to pay a certain percentage of the loan back to the malva, so that after the year is over, the chayv will be paid off. They both sign the documents, Beis Din signs, everybody agrees, the malva will pay a certain amount of money back every week. Says the Dumno Magid. Imagine, as the year goes by, the leiter misses 1 week. He misses the weekly payments 1 week. Do you think they'll make a big deal of it? As long as he was paying on time until now, if he missed a week, we'll let it go by. Perhaps he forgot. Perhaps he had extra expenses this week. As long as he shows us that he's serious about paying, if he missed 1 week, we're not going to be so mocked. But says the Dubno Magid, what happens if the very first week of the agreement, the leiter forgets to pay? The very first week, he's supposed to pay back his first installment, the first payment, he forgets. If he forgets the first week, he rest assured that Beis Din's going to come down and run after him to make him pay. Because by missing the first week, he shows he's being mezalzel, he's making fun, and he's disregarding the entire agreement that he made. So the Dudu Magid, that's exactly the first pasuk of Shema. Someone's davening, and he asks Kavan. Look, comes in the middle of davening, and his mind starts to wander a little bit. His mind starts to go off, and he doesn't have Kavanah. Okay. A person isn't normal. The Yetzirah comes. A person can't always have full Kavanah. But it happened in the middle. We're not so mocked, because he showed us until now, he's serious about his davening, he's serious about his kavana. But imagine if in the very first pasuk of Shema, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, very first pasuk already, he doesn't have kavana. Doesn't that show that he's disregarding the Shema, he's disregarding Kabbalah Somach Shemayim, he's being mezalzel in it? For that, we come down on him heavily, Roy La Kaisai, Roy to hit him, the Mazafta the Nafcha, with this hammer of the blacksmith. Because already in the very beginning, he's showing us his disregard for having the proper Kavanah in Shema. A person has to have Kavanah, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kaino, Shema Chod, a person has to have Kavanah. And since that's the very beginning, the very first Pasuk, that's the Chumrah of having Kavanah, the first Pasuk. V'hoyu ha-dvarim ha-eila asher anochi mitzavecha ha-yoyim al-avavecha. I think I said this over every year, but it's a tremendous vart with an emes to it and a lesson from it. Chavetz Chaim brings down, V'hoyu ha-dvarim ha-eila asher anochi mitzavecha ha-yoyim al-avavecha. What a ha-dvarim ha-eila, words of Torah, should be, that I commanded you today, should be on your heart. Says the Chavetz Chaim, when it comes to learning Torah, the Yetzirah has many ways of stopping a person from learning, not letting a person learn. One tactic of the Yetzirah is, the Yetzirah says, you're going to learn this Gemara. Who are you fooling? There's so many blatim in the Masechta. Look how many blatim are before, afterwards. Look at all the Rishonim in the back. Look at all the Sfarim. Look how many Gemaras there are, how much Mishnayos there is. You're not fooling anybody. You're not going to finish it all. Why even bother trying? You're not going to be able to learn everything anyway. There's so much to do. These few words that you're going to learn, these few lines you're going to learn, the few Pesukim, the few Mishnayos, what is it worth? One tactic of the Yetzer. Another tactic of the Yetzer is, he says, you want to learn? Learning's not for you. You're busy. You're working, you have dagis, you have rorries, you have a house to take care of, you have a job, you have parnas, you're busy. Learning is for the Gedalei Hador, learning is for the Talmidei Chachamim, learning is for the children in yeshiva. It's not for you. Learning is not for you. A third tactic of the Yetzirah is, he says, you want to learn now? You want to learn today? Plenty of time tomorrow. When you retire, there's plenty of time to learn. At night, you'll have time to learn. Now? Now you're busy. There's so many other things they have to take care of. You'll learn later on. There's no need to learn right now. Says the Pasuk, the answer. How do you answer back to the Yetzirah? We know what the Gemara tells us. Hashem says, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavonoi. I created the Yetzirah. I created the Torah, the antidote, the medicine to the Yetzirah. How do you answer back to the Yetzirah? He has very powerful tightness. So the Pasuk answers all three tactics of the Yetzirah. V'hoyu ha-dvarim ha-eila, asher anochi mitzavecha hayoyim. First of all, v'hoyu ha-dvarim ha-eila. You tell the Yetzirah only these words. What do you bothering me. There's so much to learn, so much more to do. V'hoyu hadvar me'eli. Tell the Yetzer Hara, I don't care. I'm not concerned about the rest of Shas. I'm not concerned about the rest of Torah. I'm concerned about v'hoyu hadvarim ha'eila. I'm concerned about these words. These words that I'm learning right now, that's what I'm concerned about. And I'm only concentrating on hadvarim ha'eila. And don't bother me with everything else. Second of all, asher anochi mitzavecha, that I commanded you. When the Yetzer Hara says, you? Learning's not for you. Learning's for the gedolim, for tamid yechachamim. He answered him back, asher anochi mitzavecha, I commanded you. Hashem gave the mitzvahs to every single yid. Every single one of us has all tariq mitzvahs. I commanded you. Talmud Torah applies to you just as much as it applies to anybody else. Tell the Yetzer Hara, don't tell me Talmud Torah is for them. I commanded you. Third of all, hayoyim, today. When the Yetzer Hara comes and he says, oh, why bother learning now? Why bother learning today? Plenty of time tomorrow. Next year, you'll retire, you'll take a vacation, you'll have time to learn. The answer is hayoyim, today. I have a mitzvah to learn right now. A mitzvah to learn today and not to be pushed off. Now, if I push it off, I lost the mitzvah of today. That's learning tomorrow. That's not learning today. It's a mitzvah to learn every day. So in this pasuk, v'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela, sh'arnoichi mitzavecha hayoyim, we have the answers to the tightness of the Yetzer Hara to help us learn. He says, b'shem goyin echad. He doesn't say the groy. B'shem goyin echad. V'shiftecha b'vesecha, uv'alechtecha v'aderech, uv'shachbecha v'kumecha. We say in Shema, when you're sitting in your house, you're traveling on the road, when you go to sleep, when you wake up. So, once somebody, a younger man who was married, he was learning, he sat and he learned the Avodas HaKadosh, and he stayed in his shver's house. No, time goes on, had a mishpacha, it was time to move on in life. He moved out, and he was on his own, and now he had all the tirdus of life. He was busy with the children, busy with Parnasa, and so on and so forth. And slowly but surely, he didn't have much time left to learn with all the worries and the tirdus that he had. It bothered him a lot. He used to be able to sit and learn. He had time to learn, and now he didn't have much time. He went to the Kotzka. And he complained to the Kotzka about his life, how he used to be able to sit and to learn, and now he's not able to learn. So the Kotzka told him, the Mishnah says at the end of Masechta Makis, the Mishnah says, Hashem wanted to be Zaka B'nai Yisrael. So what did Hashem do to give us this chosen? Hashem gave us many Torah and mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to be Zaka us. So Hashem gave us many Torah, many mitzvahs to do. So the Kotzka asked him, as far as the opposite way around. If Hashem wanted to be Zaka us, give us a few mitzvahs, and this way everybody can do all the mitzvahs. Whether we're busy, we're not busy, we're torud, we have parnasa issues, busy at home, whatever it is, if there aren't so many mitzvahs, everyone will be able to do everything, and this way, nothing will be left out. Wouldn't it be a biggest chos if it was fewer mitzvahs for us to do? Elamaisa the Kotzko, the teretz is just the opposite. The teretz is, the greatest chos is when Hashem gave us tariq mitzvahs. Hashem wanted us to bring Torah into every aspect of our lives. No matter what we do, no matter where we are, no matter what we're busy with, there's a mitzvah involved. A person is busy in the field, mitzvah how to plant, can't use klayim, mitzvah how to plow, trumas, maisras, leket, chikha, peya, wherever a person is, there's a mitzvah. A person is at home, put up a mezuzah, build a makkah. A person is in business, mitzvah to be honest, how to deal in business, or saw in pula sachir. Whatever a person turns, whatever activity a person is involved in, a person can take it and turn it around. Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to mezakeh Klal Yisrael. He gave us all of these mitzvahs to mezakeh us, that no matter what we're involved with, no matter how busy we are, no matter what our tirdus are, as we're involved in all our everyday activities, there's a mitzvah to do. The Torah teaches us how to behave in such a way and what mitzvahs to do. So if I care, Rotzel Lezakeh Yisrael. So he told the Faket, the busier you are, the more you have an opportunity to do mitzvahs that you didn't have a chance to do before, because every aspect of a person's life is a hagdol Torah v'yadim. The haftorah of this week's parasha starts off Nachamu, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. That's why Shabbos is called Shabbos Nachamu. Famous Moshe from the Nunu Magid, could be a set it over. I didn't see it from last year, so I don't know. Okay, everybody asked the double lashon. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. What's the double lashon? Good. The Medrash says Nachamu Lamayla, Nachamu Lamata, Nachamu Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlar. The Medrash brings down a whole bunch of a double lashon Nachamu. Says the Dumno Magid, a very nice marshal. There were once two people who traveled for business overseas. One was an ani, one was a poor person, and he had no success at home, couldn't earn a living. And he decided without any other choice that staying here wasn't working. He would travel far away and try his hand at earning a parnasa far away. And he says goodbye to his wife, his family, and he goes on his journey in order to earn a parnasa. Another person joins him on the trip. This person is an usher, a very wealthy man. He has parnasa. He doesn't need to travel for business. But him and his wife, sometimes they had their fights, they had their disagreements. He decided, we just had a big disagreement, I need to get away. He decides to join the Ani, and they both travel far away. They both travel overseas. This Ani and the Asher. Time goes by, the year goes by, and neither wife heard from their husband. Not the Asher's wife, not the Ani's wife, neither one of them heard from their husband. And they're getting a little bit worried. Didn't hear a word. So they join up together and they start going around to all of the traveling merchants that are coming from other cities that come into the town. And they ask them, did you perhaps see our husbands on your journeys? Did you come across them somewhere? And they ask around. And one day they bump into a merchant. He says, yes, I met both of your husbands. I spoke to them. I saw them. I saw both of your husbands. Not only that, he says, but I have letters for you. Each one of your husbands gave me a letter to deliver to you. I have a letter for you, he says to the wife of the Asher, and I have a letter for you, says the wife of the Ani. And they ask, where's the letter? The merchant says, oh, it's in my suitcase. I'm packed up with all my schayra. I threw it in. I really don't have time to find it right now. I'm busy. I can't find the letters. Before I leave tomorrow, I'll make sure to give you the letters. So the wife of the Asher says, fine. Tomorrow, I'll come back and give me the letter tomorrow. The wife of the Ani starts crying and pleading and says, please, show me the letter. I must read the letter right now. I must see the letter right now. Please, can't you look for it right now? And he says, I told you, I don't have time. Please. And he says, I don't understand. How come your friend, the other lady, when I told her I had a letter, she said, fine, and she left. And you're crying, you have to see the letter right now. So the wife of the Ani explains and she says, we're two different people. The wife of the Asher, she doesn't really care what it says in the letter. To her, the biggest news was that her husband wrote her the letter. Because when her husband wrote her, he was upset. When he left, he was upset. He had a disagreement with her. The fact that he wrote her a letter, that shows that he's not angry at her anymore. That shows that he's communicating with her. For her, that was the main message she wanted to hear. That was her nechama after this whole year, that her husband is not angry at her, he's communicating with her. That's all she had to hear. What the letter says is secondary to her. But she says, my husband is an Ani. To me, my life depends on this letter. I want to know, did he find Parnassah or not? Will our lives become better or not? Did he earn a Parnassah? What happened? I have to know what the letter says. It's not enough just to hear that he wrote a letter, but I have to find out the contents of the letter. Because the Magid, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoymer Lekeichem. We just went through a Tisha B'Av, went through a Churban. So to speak, Hashem is the Baal, Chal Yisrael is the Isha. We just had a big disagreement. Just had a big argument, a big machlokes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, set us into Golos. We just had a big Churban. What's going to be? Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yehu Lekeichem. As soon as we hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nachamu, Ami, Yehu Lekeichem, Hashem calls himself a Lekeichem. You're Hashem. Hashem still is connected to us. Hashem still wants us. That in itself is the nechama. When we hear that Hashem says, Nachmu am yayim lekeichem, Hashem says, I'll comfort my nation, that itself, the message that Hashem will comfort us, is itself a nechama. When we hear that Hashem still cares for us, and Hashem is still a lekeichem, and Hashem is not letting us go after all the churban, that message in itself is the greatest nechama. So the message itself of Nachmu ami is the nechama, is the greatest nechama that Hashem can give us, that he's still a lekeichem after all the tzaris, and after the churban that we went through. The next 7 weeks are called the Shiva and Chemta. The Haftiris are the 7 Haftiris of Nechama. Each Haftiris speaks about different aspects of Nechama. And we went through 3 weeks of Peronius. Haftiris was the Shloisha Peronius. the next 7 weeks are called the 7 weeks of Nechama. Hashem comforts us over and over again from the Churban and the Golos we went through. And the message of Nechama is, return, come back. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami Yenu, Akeichem, Ushmi Zeiche, to see the Nechama, and to see the Mashiach's game here in Amen.